Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Back at McLean Family Park, Pittsfield. We move to the fourth inning now. Keene, New Hampshire with an 8-0 lead over the Mountain Home Blue Storm team. Keene coming to the plate. It's the heart of the order here for Keene. Morris and Putnam here in the fourth inning. First pitch to Morris is outside for ball one. Stockton in for a second inning of work. That puts Mrs. High for ball two. Lawson Stockton, a second inning of work. Here's the 2-0 pitch. He'll miss low for ball three. Keene scoring four runs in the first, two in the second, two in the third. Ball four. Four straight pitches, and Morris is on with a walk. Austin Morris will come to the plate for the first time tonight. Enter the game last inning for Yardley. First pitch he sees is a called strike. He was kind of bouncing out of the way. Catches the inside corner for strike one. So Morris at first. Morris at the plate. Pitch outside, off the glove of the catcher, going to second and making it safely is Mower. So he gets down there on the pass ball. So runner in scoring position for four straight innings for Keene. 1-1 the count to Morris. Stockton checks the runner and now turns, makes the throw, goes off the glove of the shortstop Ellison covering, but not far enough for the runner to advance. One and one the count to Morris, runner at second, nobody out yet. Stockton's pitch is going to bounce up there, and it's a wild pitch, gets all the way to the screen, and Moore's walked, moved to second on the pass ball, now to third on the wild pitch. It's a 2-1 count on Morris. Over on KTLO AM, the Braves have scored a couple. Former Cardinal Matt Adams, a two-run single, so it's 6-2 St. Louis with the lead. A foul ball right into the Keene dugout. Boy, that got there in a hurry, and they were scattering. Apparently, everybody's okay there. That's the first base dugout where Keene is. They're hollering at their teammate Morris. They hit it the other way. He's up there laughing. 2-2 the count to Morris. Runner at third. The infield's in for Mountain Home. This pitch bounces up there. Fills the count, 3-2. Stockton set the 3-2. Low and outside, and he's walked the first two hitters of the inning. So runners at the corners. The catcher, Kevin Putnam, coming to the plate. RBI ground out in the first. Popped out in the second. And a change for Mountain Home. They're going to go to the bench and bring Logan Ballard into the ball game at first base.
Substitution now playing over first base, number 34, Logan Ballard.
Ballard will take over at first for Jones. So runners at the corners here for Keene. Stockton will come set. The runner at first is going. The pitch is in, taken for a strike, and one of those generous strikes, especially with a runner going. That's one of those where everybody's paying attention to the runner, and the umpire is able to call the strike. Ground ball right side through the hole. Base hit. One run is in. Here comes the second runner. He will score. The batter, as he sees the throw coming back into the infield, takes second on the throw. So a two-run single for Putnam. Ballard couldn't get off the base enough to get to the ball, and it's a 10-0 lead now for Keene. Putnam drives in two. He's picked up. He's driven in three runs tonight. That's his first hit. He runs a second. A good job of base running by Putnam, too, as the throw as he ran to first. He was headed towards the plate. He did a good job to take the extra base. The pitcher Kidney at the plate right now. Takes it in for a called strike. Ten nothing. Keene with the lead. We're in the top of the fourth. Next pitch to Kidney is outside. 2-2 the count. 2-1 the count. 2-1 the umpire says. The 2-1 pitch is hit into center field. This is going to get down for a base hit and cut off by the center fielder Harris. Gets it back in. The runner trying to score from second. Here's the relay throw. He is safe. The batter will move to second again on the throw to the plate. It's 11-0. Keene with the lead. Kidney helps himself with an RBI single. Three runs here in this fourth inning for Keene. Liam Conley, the third baseman, comes up. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Owen won the count. This one skips up there, and somehow Conley got out of the way of it. He gets to the backstop. 1-0. So 1-1, I should say the count. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 now from Stockton. It's high. 2-1 now. Thank you. 2-1. And Stockton ready to work again. And ground ball foul down the first baseline. Evens the count 2-2. Jake McLaughlin will bat next for Keene. He was one of the substitutes that came in last inning. Here's the 2-2. It's outside for ball three. Three runs in here in the fourth inning for Keene. Still nobody out. Runner at third. Fly ball into center field. This is going to drop in for a base hit. Runner from third will score. The throw coming towards the plate. I don't know. First off, while the throw was made, and Conley probably should be standing a second. He didn't go, though, for some reason. He picks up an RBI, and Conley's 3-for-3 at the plate. He's driven in a couple. Two walks and now three hits for Keene here in this fourth inning. That may be it for Stockton. Yep, we're going to have a pitching change. 12-0 Keene with the lead. We'll have a pitching change. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not only is McDonald's crispy 20-piece chicken McNuggets only $5, but they're dropping...
New heat! New heat! New heat! New heat!
Introducing the limited edition Sriracha Mac Sauce for those who like to turn it up.
New heat! New heat!
Get a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for $5 to dip into our spicy Sriracha Mac Sauce. You'll love it so much, you'll want to try it on our new signature Sriracha Sandwich.
Woo! It's lit! It's
only
lit.
At McDonald's. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any...
Back at McLean Family Park. New pitcher for Mountain Home, Jackson Jones. Fourth pitcher of the night. Keene has scored four runs here in this fourth inning. Their second four-run inning of the game. Still nobody out. Runner at first is Conley. This is Jake McLaughlin at the plate. Entered the game last inning defensively. Jake's the first pitch for a strike. McLaughlin at the plate. Haddock waiting to bat next for Keene. This is hit in the air. This is over the second baseman's head. It's going to drop for a base hit. Runners at first and second now for Keene. Walk, walk. Single, 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 single. First six have reached in the fourth here for Keene. And Haddock comes to the plate. Hits in the air, right side, foul, it's out of play. Runners at first and second for Keene. They scored four in the first, two in the second, two in the third, and four here in the fourth. 12-0. Jordan moves across the diamond to first base for Mountain Home. Stone back into third. Harris is now in left field. And Stockton back to center field with Jones on the hill. And now Jones wants to bring his catcher Rickman out. They're going to make sure they're on the same page with the signals with that runner at second. First time Jones has been on the mound in the tournament. They're just making sure they are on the same page. First and second for Keene here in the fourth. Still nobody out. Four in. Boy, beautiful pitch right down the middle that Haddock took for strike two. Jones set, pitch fouled at the plate. Haddock just gets a piece of it. Tucker Brown waits to bat next for Keene. He waits in the on-deck circle. Oh and two, the count to Haddock. Pitch from Jones is inside. 1-2. Jones ready to work again. This ball hit in the air, left side. The third baseman Stone over into foul territory and will make the catch for the first out of the inning. So one down, we go back to the top of the order with Tucker Brown. Boy, he's done what you like your leadoff hitter to do. He's been on base three times, hit by a pitch, reached on the error. He's also singled. He's stolen three bases, scored twice, hits on the ground left side. Third baseman Stone has it, tags the runner going to third. So they get McLaughlin trying to go to third. For the second out, I should say it was Conley they got going to third. So runners at first and second now. Ninth man to bat this inning, Brandon at the plate. First pitch he sees is low for ball one. Fouls at third baseline. 1-1 now on Brandon. Brandon tonight, 1-for-3, couple of ground outs, had a single and scored back in the second. Next delivery is outside for ball two, 2-1. Jones set again, the 2-1. Hit in the air right side, and this is going to fall foul down the right field line. So the count's 2-2. Runners at first and second here for Keene. Jones ready to work again. He comes set, the 2-2. Grounded right back to the pitcher. And Mount Snow will get out of the inning. But four runs in the inning for Keene. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 12-0. Keene leading. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Town & Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain Home Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams in the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Well, back at McLean Family Park, and some changes here for Keene. Yardley has entered the ball game. Kidney has gone out of the game. So Kidney goes three perfect innings, and they take him out of the game. They want to save the pitches. Of course, the pitcher's on pitch counts. So Liam Yardley takes over. Started the game in left field. And Yardley takes over here in the fourth for Keene, leading 12-0. July Stone at the plate, the 10-hole hitter for Mountain Home. Two to one our score. I should say two and one the count. Good grief. Now it's 3-1 as the pitch gets past the catcher back to the backstop. 3-1 to Stone. Beckham and Ellison will follow here in this fourth inning for Mountain Home. Blue Storm team's been set down in order three innings in a row by Kidney, and Yardley takes over here in the fourth. And there's the first base runner of the night for Mountain Home, a walk to July Stone. And Will Beckham will come to the plate now for the Blue Storm. Yardley comes set, holds his hands real low below his waist. First pitch is in for a strike to Beckham. Beckham called out on strikes back in the first inning. Yardley's next pitch just misses outside. Looks like Mount Home probably caught a break right there. Looked like a pretty good pitch. There's the 1-1, low and outside. It's now 2-1. Stone, the runner at first for Mountain Home. 2-1 is in for a strike. It's 2-2. Yardley will check the runner. Here comes the 2-2. Whew, man, just missed. Curveball. 3-2. That's two that he has not gotten the call on. Good from out and home, though. Here comes that 3-2 pitch now. And misses outside. Boy, Yardley a little upset. And I'll tell you what, as generous as the outside corner has been tonight, I don't blame him. Back-to-back walks by Yardley to start this fourth inning. And Reed Ellison is at the plate. Runners at first and second for Mountain Home. First pitch misses low. Ball one to Ellison. Boston Stockton waits to bat next. The pitch to Ellison. This is inside. 2-0. Back-to-back walks to start the inning here for Mountain Home. Whew. Boy, that looked awful close, too. 3-0. Yardley set again. There's a call. Strike. It's 3-1. First and second for Mountain Home here in the fourth. The 3-1 pitch to Ellison. Hits it in the air, right side, foul territory. First baseman McLaughlin giving chase. Right fielder Mowers over, but neither one can get there. It falls in foul for strike two, and now the count's full. Three and two, the count to Ellison. Here comes the payoff pitch. Hits in the air, down the right field line, and this is going to be caught in foul territory, in fair territory, I should say, for the first out of the inning. So the first out of the inning. Runner still at first and second here for Mountain Home, and Lawson Stockton comes to the plate. Struck out back in the first. Hits it down the third baseline and just foul for strike one. Twelve-nothing our score. Keene with the lead. There's a swing and a miss for strike two now to Stockton. Next pitch bounces up there and gets away from the catcher Putnam, but he's quickly pouncing on it and holds the runners before they can move anywhere. 1-2 to Lawson Stockton. Yardley set again. The 1-2. Bounces up. Putnam gets it. The throw to third is not in time. Throw got there. The third baseman never dropped the tag down. Good job by Putnam. Now he got the throw to third quickly. I'm wondering why Beckham's still the first, though. That runner at second moved up. He should be standing at second. It's a 2-2 count on Stockton. Runners at the corners now for Mountain Home. Yardley's set, and the pitch is inside for ball three. 3-2 to Lawson Stockton. Got Stone at third, Beckham at first. Runners at the corners. Payoff pitch, ground ball left side. Third baseman has it. He'll go to second. They get the runner there. The run scores, though, and Mount Dome is on the board with their first run of the evening. They still don't have a hit, but they've got a run on the board. RBI ground out for Stockton. It's actually a fielder's choice, but. Brett Manis will come to the plate. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Next pitch is lined up the middle. The shortstop has it. Steps on the bag and gets the out. So Mount Holmes on the board. We have four in the books. It's 12-1. Keene with the lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Blue Storm Baseball in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.